Hi, and welcome to this demo of what it's like to use a MagSafe case and wallet, in my case with my iPhone 12 Pro. All right, so at the moment I've got my iPhone 12 Pro in my hand in naked mode, i.e. it doesn't have anything on it. Whilst Apple has said that the iPhone 12 and the 12 Pro, etc., are four times more drop resistant, I've only had my phone for less than 2 weeks. I took Apple's advice in a way and thought, oh, well, I can go around without having a case on my phone. It'll be all hunky dory. And I've dropped this phone in a car park, so it was a concrete surface. And whilst the glass survived, I have now got a slight little gouge on the stainless steel around the top. Just below the top edge of my iPhone 12 Pro. Just one drop, and I know it was probably at a particular angle, but I've scratched my lovely stainless steel on the outside of my fairly expensive smartphone. So if I were you, I would definitely, when you're out and about, do what you normally do with a smartphone, iPhone, and put a glass screen protector on and put your phone in a case. Hence, where I've come to today with the MagSafe case and the wallet they're going to start using. So, let me start with the wallet first. All the wallet is a credit card size little wallet that you can fit probably two cards in. So, at the moment, here in Sydney or Central Coast where I am, I've got two cards in this at the moment. I've got my credit card and I've got my Opal card that I use on the public train system. So, the way the wallet works is that on the part that goes closest to the phone, onto the MagSafe connected to the back of the phone, that's actually like a solid surface, and there's some material in there that protects the credit cards or the cards from getting magnetically damaged by the magnets. And then further at the top of the wallet, you've got this oval-shaped opening. That's for to put your finger on and push your cards out. Top of the actual wallet where the cards slide out, that's the top of the wallet, ends up facing the top of your iPhone, in my case, my 12 Pro. And then on the front face of the wallet, which of course would be looking out from the back of the phone, is a smooth part of the wallet with an Apple logo in the middle. Okay, so if I grab my iPhone 12 Pro and I just drop the wallet on the back of it, it's now on. The wallet facing me now has got the Apple logo on it, and I can just feel the top of the cards at the top edge of the wallet are probably about a finger width below where the camera module is for the iPhone 12 Pro. Now, the thing about this wallet is that while it connects magnetically to the back of your iPhone, it's not going to allow you to charge, of course, on the MagSafe wireless charger. So it's only a MagSafe wallet for the back of the iPhone. You can't charge your iPhone while the wallet's on there unless you go back to the old method of plugging in a lightning cable. I'm going to take that off, put it aside. You hear the dunk sound. Now I'm going to grab the leather case. That's MagSafe again, and I'm going to pop my phone in it. What this case allows me to do is to pop it onto my MagSafe charger here with the Belkin. So I'm just going to pop it on there now. Okay, and it's on the charger charging. So that's going to be the case that basically stays on my iPhone now when I'm going out and about. And of course, what I can also do is take the wallet that I've got my credit card and the Apple card in and put it on the back of the case that's already on my iPhone. And you hear the dunk sound. And I know that the wallet is MagSafely attached to the back of the case that my iPhone's sitting in. So again, the same with the wallet. I can't put the wallet that's now sitting in the back of my case with the phone in it on the Belkin charger because it's not going to charge at all. So to charge again, let's just pretend I've gone out on public transport, I've used my phone, I've used my wallet. When I come home, I take the actual wallet off the back of the case, hear the dunk sound, and pop my iPhone on the Belkin charger.
100% charge.
And it's charging on the Belkin charger. So the way it works is that the case stays on the phone unless I want to take it off completely. I can charge the phone on the Belkin charger with the phone itself or the phone in the case. And then when I want to use the wallet goes onto the either the back of the iPhone or the back of the iPhone when it's in the case. But then if I want to charge it with the Belkin Boost Charge Pro 3-in-1 for my iPhone, my Apple Watch, and my AirPods Pro, then the phone has to be naked, as in no case on it, or in the case, and then I can charge it. It doesn't have anything to do with the wallet at all. That'll block charging. And of course, if I had the wallet on the case and I wanted to charge, as I said, I can still plug it into a Lightning connector if I want to. But it's just the convenience of when I'm out and about, rather than having to delve into my pocket or my man bag to find my credit card or my Apple card. It's just sitting in the wallet on the back of the iPhone. Just use a bit of common sense with the wallet. Yes, it will stay on, but there are circumstances where it might just pop off and you not know about it or not aware of it. So there you go. So that's a bit of a demo and review chit chat about the MagSafe case that allows charging when the case is on, and the MagSafe wallet that you can use on the phone or with the phones in the case. And as I say in all my demos, thanks for listening and bye for now.